the surrogacy bill, Mary Siri Kearney. This is something close to your heart. It's reaching its final stage. Mm-hmm. What's it designed to cover, and does it do the job it was set out to do, in your view?
Well, first of all, today has been a great day. As one of the campaigners said earlier on today, it is a very good day. It's not perfect, but it's a very, very good day. So the Assisted Human Reproduction Bill provides for the establishment of a regulatory authority to oversee all forms of infertility and reproductive treatment in Ireland. And that's the licensing of clinics and all of that. So it has this huge piece. And as a consequence of the bill passing in the Dáil, it's yet to go to the Senate. But when this is done, then donor assisted human reproduction within IVF can also be state funded in the same way as IVF has been extended and funded at the moment. A significant part of this bill and the piece that's really novel is that it provides for domestic surrogacy, international surrogacy, future frameworks for anyone that is going to undertake surrogacy at home or abroad in the future. And it also provides a mechanism for the recognition of legal parenthood for families that have already been formed by surrogacy. So, for instance, to put that in normal English, I am a mother via surrogacy. My child is 9 years old. The state doesn't recognise me as her mother, even though she wouldn't be in being if it wasn't for me. The person that's recognised as her mother is, in law in Ireland, is her surrogate mother and my husband, who is her father. So I have no standing. I have applied and I have guardianship and I have custody, but that expires when she turns 18. So on her 18th birthday, she becomes a legal stranger to me. This bill, and the retrospective part of it, allows me to go into the High Court and apply for a parental order, and on that basis then be recognised as a lifelong mother of my child, of my precious child that I went through hell to make sure that we had. So that is a really significant step. It covers all of those situations. It's very welcome. There is a very small group. At the moment, it is envisaged that the father will give consent in situations where there is marital breakdown, that consent isn't secured. And I support 8 families at the moment where either the woman is staying living in an abusive relationship because she's afraid she'd never see her children again if she leaves it. In another instance, I have footage on my phone of a man calling the guards to come and take away a child where the mother, in my view, the mother of that child, said, can we not swap our overnights because the child is sick?
Sorry, does the bill deal with those situations or not yet?
That last piece isn't dealt with, but the minister gave an assurance that it's well advanced. The technicalities of the law on it aren't ready to get through. So we're 95% there. This 5% is going to come into the Dáil and Shannon in September in a very small, discreet bill that'll deal with anything else that's outstanding. But it has been a remarkable piece of legislation. Stephen Donnelly and the team in the Department of Health have worked extraordinarily hard, and and groups like Irish Families Through Surrogacy have been extraordinary. And unfortunately, I suppose, as including myself, we have to tell our stories. We have to tell the hardship of our life and be vulnerable in order to make sure that this was addressed. It is now this month, it is 10 years exactly since I sent my first surrogacy email to say, can we bring in the legislation? Okay. That was to Leo Varadkar as Minister for Health. So I'm delighted today is a really good day.
The almost the culmination of a long personal and parliamentary Absolutely. Journey. Jennifer Kavanagh, the ethical issues that involved in this bill have been, I suppose, teased out, not with a huge amount of public debate or indeed disagreement over it, but I suppose it's the balance of rights there and looking at the surrogate and making sure that there is, in the case particularly, I suppose, of international surrogacy, that there would be the ethical treatment of the person who is the surrogate mother as well.
Yeah, and there's provision for independent legal advice so everyone knows where they stand if they're getting into a surrogacy arrangement on whatever side that might be. There's also provisions whereby you can't screen just on the basis of sex of the embryo, that you're not going down the road of designer babies. But there is the ability to screen, say, for genetic conditions, if you're aware of that those are in your family. And it also stresses the best interests of the child. So it's giving recognition to the children's rights referendum. And it's good that it's there. And that would be the reason why the next stage won't be that long because you have those children's rights in there, because they will recognise that the mother that is not recognised by law is the mother to the child. So we're a lot closer to getting that bit sorted out as well. It's a long, detailed piece of legislation, 190 pages, but to give credit to Mary, you know, you did go for this to make sure it went through. And you're right, for a lot of these things, a lot of this stuff does affect women predominantly, like there's men who want kids as well. But for a lot of these things, it always comes down to us telling people what we've gone through for it to be recognised, to get movement on it.
Right. Richard Boy Barrett.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a necessary piece of legislation. It is complicated, and I have to say I'm not the expert on it, but it is absolutely necessary in order to, you know, give you standing and give mothers in your position standing, but also to have the checks and balances, which I understand the legislation has, to guarantee the rights of the child and to make sure that there is no sort of commercial exploitation of surrogacy, particularly in other jurisdictions, and that those are very important things. But from what I understand, the legislation is seeking to do them. But it's absolutely necessary, and I'm glad it's passed. It's passed, and fair play to all those who are involved. Colin Berry.
Yeah, hugely positive day to be welcomed for sure. Jennifer and Mary might correct me, but I think it's the first of its type anywhere in the world, this type of legislation. So a lot of countries will be looking to Ireland going, wow, they started from scratch here, they've done a lot of the heavy lifting, we'll have a look at that and see if we tweak it and customise it to their own country. So that's very, very important that Ireland is leading the way. I would say, just as a more general point, it's an example of how legislation should be pushed through the Dáil and the Oireachtas. The report stage was on today. There wasn't even a vote held because there was so much preparatory work done. It went through legislative scrutiny, it went through the committee, there was a special committee set up, massive consensus, and I just wish more legislation was approached from that point of view. Very, very positive, and congratulations to all involved.
Mm-hmm. All right. Any blockages, Mary Siri Kearney, would you have any blockages or opposition to it on the way through?
I think that it's a very considered piece of legislation. You know, the fact that the person who is maybe most vulnerable here is the surrogate, and to make sure that there's no possibility of exploitation, the framework that's established means that before there's any conception, before there's anything like that, a couple has to get, or an individual going for surrogacy has to get an authorisation from this regulatory authority, and then they have the comfort that they know they're going to get the parental orders on the other end as long as they adhere to that. So there are things like that that I think that have been well considered. Consequently, there was unanimity in the Dáil in ensuring that this is passed. I think that there are members of the Seanad who, for faith reasons or otherwise, may raise objections when it comes into the Seanad. But my experience has been that right across the House, I have had extraordinary support from obviously my own colleagues in Fine Gael, but and Mr. Donnelly being Fianna Fáil, I've had fantastic support from Sinn Féin. Kathleen Function was the first person to facilitate a vote or facilitate a debate within the Children's Committee, and she has been a great colleague in that.
Well,
so it's really how legislation should be done.
Okay. Well, while all those people were for you, the clock is unfortunately against us, and that's all we have time for this evening.